This is the Stony College Football Playoff Predictor. And we're going to go, are you going to go 12 through 1? Or how are you going to set this up?
Well, I'm going to do it. I'll say who the top four seeds are. And then I'll go 1 through 12.
Okay, so you're going to go 1 through 12. We got the top four get the bye in the first round.
Right.
And then 5 through 12 will have matchups on college campuses.
Now,
this is, to me, the beauty of this setup.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. The top four seeds are the conference champion of the Power Four conference.
This is correct.
The Big Ten, the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12.
Yes.
And there has to be a team from
the non-Power Four, the highest ranked champion of their conference.
Okay. Here we go. The byes. The number one seed, the Ohio State University Buckeyes.
Oh, wow.
The number two seed, the champions of the SEC, the Georgia Bulldogs.
Okay.
The three seed, the champions of the Atlantic Coast Conference, the Florida State University Seminoles.
Oh, wow. Back in it.
And the fourth seed, the champions of the Big 12, the newly anointed Big 12 champion, the Utes of Utah.
I think Kyle Whittingham, this is a great move for them going to the Big 12. Mm-hmm. It's one that they can win, I think, on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Florida State, DJ Uiagalelei as their quarterback?
Yeah. I mean, this is a big year for Florida State.
Yeah, it is a big year. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got our top four. They all have the bye.
Look, I don't think Clemson and Miami are that good, so we'll see. All right. The fifth seed will be the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Not much of a drop-off there after the
Jalen Milroe.
Post-Saban era.
A very good safety from the University of Michigan, Zion Babb. The sixth seed.
Zion Babb.
Yeah. there is somebody named Zion Babb, by the way.
Zion Williamson.
Okay. Sixth seed. The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
Oh.
The seventh seed from the Big Ten Conference, the Ducks of Oregon. The eighth seed, also from the Big Ten Conference, the Wolverines from the University of Michigan.
Oh, thank you very much.
The ninth seed from the Southeastern Conference, the Tigers of Missouri. The 10th seed, and I think this is more of a scheduled deal than anything else, but the 10th seed from the Big Ten Conference, the Pennsylvania State University Nittany Lions.
Okay.
The 11th seed, and they got a tough-ass schedule, and their running back is out for the year, the Longhorns from Texas. And the 12th seed representing the other conferences, the Boise State Ball Club, the Broncos.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. The blue turf.
Yes. So it sets up the first round on campus at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Alabama will take care of Boise State. The sixth seed at home, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. If you're going to just play the seeds, I have no idea what the spread will be. Will take on, and unfortunately for Notre Dame, they will lose to the 11th seed Texas Longhorns.
Okay.
The 7th seed Oregon Ducks in a Big Ten clash with 10th seed Penn State. Oregon goes into Happy Valley Penn State goes to Hudson and loses. So Oregon beats Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
And the 8-9 matchup at the Big House. It's UM against
UM.
UM.
All right.
So UM wins. We'll give the win to the University of Michigan. Now, I just want to say a few things as far as the actual field. Like Ole Miss and LSU didn't get in. I picked Missouri. A lot of it's scheduling. And Missouri does not play Georgia, Texas, Ole Miss, LSU, or Tennessee. And their non-conference schedule is a joke. So that's why I think they are going to get in and represent the SEC from be the third or the fourth team from the SEC.
So we got four Big Ten teams.
Four SEC
teams. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else.
And then everybody else. Okay. Here we go. 1 versus 8. Oh, God, this pains me.
Oh, we got a rematch. Wow.
We got a rematch.
Happens in the first year.
Mm-hmm. The top seed Ohio State University Buckeyes will defeat Michigan.
Okay.
Well, 1 versus 8.
We'll go for that for now.
Yeah.
We'll let you have your way.
The fourth seed Utah Utes will take on the 11th seed Texas Longhorns. I love Kyle Whittingham. I love that team. But Cam Rising, I mean, this is his 23rd year. Maybe he gets... I'm going to go with Texas to pull the seeded upset. I'm going to go with Texas.
I get that. I probably would do the same.
The 3-5 matchup, Florida State against Alabama. I'm going with the Crimson Tide. And 2 versus 7. Can the assistant, Dan Lanning, beat his mentor, Kirby Smart? I'm going to say yes. That's the upset.
Oh, wow.
Oregon over Georgia.
The Ducks over the Bulldogs.
Yeah. I mean, Dylan Gabriel's good. Tez Johnson, a really good receiver. I know Georgia has it's an upset, okay?
Clearly.
Mm-hmm. Which sets up Ohio State versus Texas. Give me the Buckeyes. Alabama versus Oregon. Give me the Quacking Ducks, and we have a Big Ten rematch of the Big Ten championship game for the national champion.
Other than being Ohio State, I might have to call you a homer on this one.
Yeah, and unfortunately...
Oh, don't do it. They've already beat Georgia.
Ohio State wins the national championship.
Oh!
No, I don't have them beating Georgia. Oregon beat Georgia.
Yeah. No, I know.
Oh, okay.
Oregon beat Georgia, so why can't they beat Ohio State?
I know. They can. But this,
you think Dylan Gabriel is greater than Carson Beck? I mean, that'll be the quarterback matchup.
Yeah, I know. Who knows? I think Dylan Gabriel's really good.
And I get it. I think he is, of the transfer quarterbacks, the one that I have the biggest question about.
Okay. I get it. Look, the Ohio State's got a transfer quarterback too. Georgia is, you know, a lot of something. They should, you know, Georgia is, like I said, there's an upset. That's all. I mean, that's an upset.
Yeah.
All right. So this would mean that Oregon and Ohio State would play 3 times.
Yes.
And then Ohio State would win every time?
I don't know. Well, they'll win the Big Ten championship. Because that's why there's...
So, right.
Yeah, they probably will.
Wow.
Could, yeah. I mean, that's...
Well, is that the college football that you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
It's like the NFL. The teams do it, play a third time in the playoffs.
Yes.
Sure.
Another little point is Michigan fans get what they dream of. An SEC school in Ann Arbor in December.
Right.
Just loses a little punch with it being Missouri.
Right, exactly.
I like that to be Alabama.
Yeah, or, you know, I was hoping...
Oh, sure.
I was trying to figure out a way to get, you know, Lane Kiffin in there and LSU. But I looked at the schedule. Missouri, they don't play anybody. And Cook and then Burden, their quarterback to wide receiver combo is pretty damn good.
Yeah. I think Penn State getting in, that's one that I don't trust James Franklin. Do I trust them to be a top 12 team? Sure, they can be there.
Right. That's why I have them win, but not winning their game, because I think they're only... I don't have their whole schedule. I know they play Ohio State. It is at home. I don't know if they play Oregon or Washington. I know they don't play Michigan. I don't think they. I don't think they play anybody. Who's their non-conference? West Virginia, is that their toughest non-conference game? Penn State.
Yeah, don't they open up with West Virginia?
Yeah. So if they win that game, who else do they play besides Ohio State? If I don't know. Do you have their schedule in front of you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But it's, I mean, I think this is, whether it's 1 through 12, exactly how you have it,
mm-hmm.
I think it is a likely cast of characters.
Right. I was debating Kansas State or Utah, but I went with Kyle Whittingham. I just think he's a great coach.
I think he's a terrific coach.
Not that
they do have, I think, maybe the best quarterback in the Big 12. I haven't done a deep dive into the quarterback play. I mean, okay, Shedeur Sanders, I know he is obviously in the Big 12 now. I don't know. We'll see. But I think this is well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. And that is my college football playoff bracket as we get ready for week zero this weekend. The Costa and Jansen program with Heather, me, Stoney, in for Costa, 97.1 The Ticket.